الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained of the wrong beliefs as far as Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, the Jews, Christians and polytheists, Mushrikeen, all of them associated partners with Allah Ta'ala, that na'uzu billah, Allah has got offspring, boys or girls, Allah has got children, na'uzu billah. In this ayat now, another evil quality of theirs, Allah Ta'ala explains, that they feel that they are so great, so honorable, that Allah Ta'ala should speak to them directly. That is, as far as risality, that was first was the ayat before this was regard to the Tawheed, and now this ayat explains about risalat. That is, whom Allah Ta'ala speaks to, and whom Allah Ta'ala gives His message to. They felt that they are, that Allah should speak to them directly, and tell them that this is my Nabi, or at least that Allah Ta'ala should give them some very clear signs that this is the Nabi of Allah and you should believe in him. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ اور کہتے ہیں وہ لوگ جو کچھ نہیں جانتے. And Allah Ta'ala says, those people who are لا يعلمون, who have got no knowledge whatsoever. They don't understand the great loftiness of Allah Ta'ala. They don't even understand their own position, that we are so inferior, that we are not where we fit, that Allah Ta'ala should speak to us directly. Like many times somebody says, you must tell him to come and tell me personally. Sometimes we are not fit for that. So a message is sent for that. And that message is sufficient and we should accept that. Like for example, if an issue is made by the government, they don't go to every person and tell them that this is our order. They just give that order and people accept it. So with Allah Ta'ala, who is the greatest, how will Allah Ta'ala come individually and speak to every person individually? And where are we fit that we can speak, that Allah Ta'ala speaks to us directly? لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ کیوں نہیں بات کرتا ہے ہم سے اللہ. Why doesn't Allah speak to us directly and tell us that this is my Nabi, you must believe in him. او تأتینا آیا یا یوں نہیں یا کیوں نہیں آتی ہمارے پاس کوئی آیت. Or that Allah Ta'ala sends some very clear sign to us that this is my Nabi and you must believe in him. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give the answer to this, because when a person is so stupid and a stupid question is put, it's not advisable to even answer to that. It's not necessary. However, Allah Ta'ala gives the cause of this obstinacy of theirs, this pride of theirs, and this stubbornness that they don't want to accept. Allah gives the cause of it, and Allah says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. اسی طرح کہہ چکے ہیں وہ لوگ جو ان سے پہلے تھے انہی کی بات سے بات. In the same way, people who were before them, that is the non-believers of before, the لا يعلمون, those people who had no idea of the truth, before them, long before them also, they also said similar things. So this is the cause of it, that kufr which is in the heart and they don't want to accept. They are not prepared to accept, and one major cause for not wanting to accept is pride. When a person feels, I am somebody, and why should I accept somebody else's word? Then he doesn't want to accept the Nabi's word also. And there is no doubt, in fact, of our people, from many years ago, with regard to a certain issue, one person said that even if Allah speaks to me directly and tell me it's like this, then also I will not accept it. So we feel that we are so above everything. Our pride knows no limits whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala says it is this pride that they don't want to accept the words of Allah Ta'ala and what Allah Ta'ala is saying. تشابهت قلوبهم ایک سے ہے دل ان کے their hearts are all similar, filled with kufr, no inclination of accepting the truth. They don't want to accept the truth. They are not interested. They don't want to listen. And this is a cause that we also have to consider. We don't want to listen properly to the words of Allah and His Rasul. And we find objections in all that. This is a thing which is with all. Al-kufru mul-millata wahida. Kufr, all kafirs are one nation. And they've got that in them that they don't just want to accept. However, if a person has inclination and he wants to accept the truth, he easily accepts it. So that is one, and they say no signs have come to us. Whereas the signs that were given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were so clear and manifest. Stones spoke in the palm of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving evidence of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Trees and plants, animals spoke, and they gave the evidence of the oneness of Allah and the Risalat, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Rasul of Allah. Clear signs, the splitting of the moon, which not only the people of Makkah saw, but the world saw it happening, and many other clear signs. And in fact, the Quran Sharif itself is one of the greatest signs of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His very life was in front of them. They themselves testified that he is as-sadiq and al-ameen. So what more signs did they want? But when agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar banaye. When a person doesn't want to accept, then he makes 1,001 excuses. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يُوْقِنُونَ بے شک ہم نے بیان کر دی نشانیاں ان لوگوں کے واسطے جو یقین لاتے ہیں. Allah says, we have already given clear signs, and this is for those people who have got inclination to the truth. Their hearts inclined to the truth. They have got humbleness. They are prepared to accept. For those people, the signs are very clear and very many. And in fact, when these people believe also, then those who don't believe, they say these are fools. They say, must we nu'minu kama amana sufaha? They say, must we believe, na'uzu billah, like these stupid people, referring na'uzu billah to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A mu'min is humble, is simple, is down to earth, and he accepts the truth. Till today also, many people say that those who follow the ulama, they are very gullible. They just accept whatever they say. And they feel that they have to have an opinion of their own. They have got no knowledge of Quran and Hadith. They may have studied other things, and they feel that they are in a position to dictate now in a field in which they have got no knowledge, and that is sufficient to declare them of the la ya'lamun, that they don't know. And the fact that they act that they know a lot, a fool who thinks that he knows everything but he knows nothing, that is what their condition is. And then they don't want to accept the truth, their pride of theirs. And the people who are humble, simple, and Jannat is really made for such people who are humble and who accept. So the people who are qawmi yuqinun, those people who believe and accept readily, that is there are clear signs, and they have itminan in their heart. And no matter how much these enemies try and take out that yaqeen from their hearts, they cannot succeed. That yaqeen, that belief is strongly entrenched in their hearts, and they have full conviction. So yeah, in this ayat also Allah explains one great evil of these non-believers who don't want to accept, and the condition of the true believers, how they directly and completely accept the truth which comes from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana.